It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Lots to come still on this edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. Governor Mike Huckabee will stop by a little bit later. He's got thoughts on everything from Ilhan Omar to the moon landing, plus Decision 2020 and Kayleigh McEnany. But in the green room first, Charlie Hurt. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio, and it's now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, well, it's a very interesting way to end the week, right? I mean, it's been a crazy week. You've got four people in the Democratic Party that have sucked literally every ounce of oxygen out of the entire media space, and they're still doing it even though they go home. Omar at the airport earlier this morning yelling through a bullhorn that she's exactly where she's supposed to be. I'm going to continue on the thought that I started yesterday. I'm not totally... I wasn't comfortable at the crowd chanting send her back. But you know what would have been completely appropriate for them to chant? Vote her out. And that's what, if we learn anything from what this this week has kind of demonstrated, is that these radicals who are non-serious and not capable of doing the job that they supposedly are there to do, there is but one way to handle them. In our form of Republican government, this is it. Vote them out. Vote her out. Get them out of office by voting them out. Now, some people could say, well, that's what send them back means. I don't know that that's, I don't know that that was the end. I don't know what the intent of anybody's heart was that was there. But it's certainly appropriate to say, you don't represent our values, you're gone. Speaking of elections, that's the subject of my next guest's book. Still Winning is the title. The subtitle, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why We Must Do It Again. Charles Hurt is someone that you see on Fox News on a regular basis. He's often with my friend Harris Faulkner. He's also, well, I think the first time, Charlie, I had you on the show was years ago when you had just broken in with the Washington Times. But you've been all over Washington since then, and Fox News and Breitbart and everything else. So welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Great to talk to you, Kevin, and thanks for having me on.
So as it pertains to the topic of the book, and the subtitle really does speak to it, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why We Must Do It Again, let me ask you a pessimistic question. Does that mean that when his supporters chant send her back, that we defend him without thought? Because you can hear what the Never Trump crowd, who's unfortunately not died yet. I was hoping that they had all died off. They're still out there in the cobwebbed corners of the internets saying these insidious things. But how important is it to support the president and just, you know, pedal to the metal versus saying, well, maybe we could have navigated that a little bit differently in terms of your equation for what needs to happen in 2020?
Well, isn't that exactly the point? I mean, I would argue that most of Trump supporters, most of the Trump supporters I know are Trump supporters eyes wide open. They recognize he has flaws. They recognize he says things that are stupid sometimes. They recognize, and a perfect example was the tweet about send them home, send them back or whatever, which was, I get what he meant, but it was a stupid thing. The way he said it was stupid, and it was a stupid thing to say. But none of that changes the fact that you have got two parties in Washington. For the past 40 years, 30, 40 years, they have utterly, completely failed to address the issues that are the most or that are most important to American voters. And people got, they are at their wits' end. They've tried everything. They've tried fixing the Democrat Party. They've tried fixing the Republican Party, and nothing works. And so in 2015, when this guy came, rolled along, flaws and all, you know, we can go through all of the things that all of the blemishes that would make any normal politician completely unacceptable. And voters said, I don't care. I don't care about Stormy Daniels. I don't care about this. I don't care about Access Hollywood. I don't care about any of it. If the guy is going to go in there and do the dirty work that needs to get done in Washington, I'm behind him. And that's why at the end of the day, 2016, you had two very polarizing figures, and nobody was, you know, getting 70% of the likability support.
Yeah.
And voters turn to the issues, and on the issues, whether it's immigration, trade, wars, on all of the issues, Donald Trump was in the 70% approval area. Although you'd have a hard time getting, you know, pollsters can make polls say anything, but you know, Americans are not in for free health care for illegal aliens.
Right.
That's what mainstream Democrats are talking about. It's nuts. So I would say that Trump supporters are going, and myself included, I go in eyes wide open, knowing the guy's flaws. I don't care. As long as he does something about illegal immigration, he does something about trade, he stops these wars, those are the things that matter to me.
Yeah, and I think that you're exactly right. And that was largely the triage argument that many people made in the 2016 cycle, that, you know what? And here's the thing that I always resented about the Never Trump movement, Charlie, because they acted as though, and they still act to this day, you know, Amanda Carpenter and Evan McMullen and the guys that really are trying to prop all that stuff. And most people are going, who? But they still act as though that they've never had anything but pristine Republicans to vote for in the past. And I keep exactly. going back to, you know what? You didn't like this and this about Bush, and you didn't like this about Romney. And yet we haven't had a real fighter in there. I mean, I guess some people would say that George W. Bush was a fighter, and he fought, you know, to keep us safe. But in the guys that got nominated since then, McCain and Romney, they didn't fight on the campaign trail. And you didn't have this determination that said, I don't care what stands in front of me, I'm going to knock it down and fix this problem. And that's what you have in Donald Trump. And I think that this is why I argued for a long time that someone coming from the private sector with very heavy executive experience that was older in perspective and experience was probably going to be able to do a better job as president than any of the, you know, the up and comers. We've been electing boy presidents for a while. George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, very young guys still raising their families, etc. Trump's done all that. He's seen it all. Yeah. It's come and gone. He knows what it takes to get the job done. And I think that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but 87 campaign promises that he's fulfilled in the first 2.5 years of his term, that's got to be record setting in terms of history.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And, you know, I can't think of two more compromised candidates than Mitt Romney and John McCain. And neither one of them, like you said, had the guts and the fortitude to fight the fights that Donald Trump fights. And you know, I have to say that, you know, would I like Donald Trump to be perfect? Of course I would like him to be perfect.
Right.
But I've been around Washington long enough to see what a disaster all these people are. And having somebody, as you say, come from the outside, somebody that has a completely different perspective, and does he go over the line? Yes, he goes over the line frequently. I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. The real reason that the Evan Mullins or whoever, these Never Trumpers in Washington, the real reason, don't forget, the real reason they despise Donald Trump is because Donald Trump is denying them power. He's
right.
taken their party away from them, and they
same reason the Democrats hate him.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day,
but in a lot of ways, it's even worse among Republicans because they don't even have a party to go back to. Because
right.
he has he has not only taken over, he's also taken charge of their party. They don't even have control within that anymore.
And united them in a way. I mean, I think his approval rating within his partisan circles is somewhere north of 85-90%. I mean, that is unheard of at this stage. All right, get the book, Still Winning, Charles Hurt, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why We Must Do It Again. Charles, come back and talk to us again here at Kevin McCullough Radio, and best luck on the book in the days to come.
Anytime. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right. Coming up next, Kayleigh McEnany checks in from the campaign trail. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's a crazy, messy day that we live in. Have you noticed this? Did anybody ever tell you that your kids will do things like touch the bottom of their shoe, like while they're sitting at the dinner table, or in some cases, try to lick them? I don't understand how kids do this. I don't understand why they want to, but this is just the nature of where we live now. So it's hard to stay clean, it's hard to stay sanitized, and it's hard to find a product that's safe and effective and alcohol-free to get that way. Well, guess what? The wait for us, at least, is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, and trust me, when I go out of the house with the ankle biters, I've got pockets filled with these little individually wrapped or the little spray bottle versions. It is so handy to use, and they've also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that you can use in your home. We use it here at the station. They've also got a long line of safe-to-use products, like their organic mosquito spray that keeps pathogens like Zika from ever coming on board. Right now, friends, get 20% off when you call 844-DURASAN. That's durable sanitizing. 844-DURASAN. That's 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726, 844-387-4726, or 3w.durasan.com. Mention Kevin McCullough. Get 20% off that very day.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car. There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know there are laws that strip you of your right to go to court? Try getting a cell phone, doctor's appointment, or a mortgage without being forced to agree to arbitration instead of having your case heard by a jury of your peers. This week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Howard Miller talk with attorney Joanne Dorashow about this hidden coercion. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Soaring to Glory, a Tuskegee Airman's first-hand account of World War II by Philip Handelman. Enter to win a copy of Soaring to Glory by Philip Handelman by going to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Because he is draining the swamp, just like he said he was going to do, and he is making the economy roar again, and it is so exciting. And for African Americans, he is making a difference with us, and I'm excited about that.
And you'll be voting on the president in 2020.
Absolutely, yes!
Yes, well, I can't wait. wait for tonight. We'll have fun.
Okay. That was Kaylee McEnany at the North Carolina rally just a couple of nights ago. And, of course, she's with us every Friday. And, Kaylee, the terrible thing about your job now, and I'm sure it's very rough for you, is you get to go out and you get to talk to all these people that are excited about where our country's going and what's happening in their lives.
Oh, it's awesome. It's quite a change from the days when I worked over at CNN. I get to get out of Manhattan and go all across the country, and it is something else, Kevin, to talk directly to these great patriots who the left likes to demonize with all sorts of horrific adjectives. But they're really good people. They're good Americans, and they're Americans of all races and all genders.
Yeah. Well, this particular soundbite from a video that you posted to your Twitter account, African-American woman that, I don't know, I would guess her somewhere in her mid-30s and probably representative of a lot of people that have experienced a different experience since this president has been there. Let me ask you about a story that just came to my attention just a few moments ago. And Fox News posted it this afternoon. I don't have the time that they posted it, which is weird. They usually indicate the time. But it was sometime, I don't know, 2:30-ish this afternoon when they posted it. But the headline says, border deaths declined in Trump's first 2 years in office, according to data. The subheading on the main page of Fox News said, less than Obama, question mark. And it goes into details here. According to the statistics compiled by the U.S. Border Patrol, there were 298 border deaths in 2017, 283 in 2018, making it an average of 291 per year. The average of yearly deaths under Obama and under the Bush administration were 372 and 382 respectively, meaning there are 100 less people dying per year coming across the southern border, albeit they illegally, than there were in the two administrations prior. But I don't remember media flipping its lid, throwing tantrums, screaming at the sky, at the moon over the numbers under those two administrations.
Yeah, of course not. In fact, they ignored it. You look in these detention facilities began under President Obama. These conditions, the cages that they like to put the pictures up of, that was under President Obama. And as you noted, the deaths of border crossers were up under Obama. And under President Trump, he has tried to repurpose ICE. He's tried to repurpose our Border Patrol to provide as best health care they can, even though they're not equipped to do that. But they are instructed to care for the people at the border, even though it's a record number that have been coming across. And I think those numbers speak for themselves, that they're doing everything in their power to take care of these people crossing illegally while they're in the custody of the United States. While Democrats, by the way, slow walked humanitarian aid for 3 months.
Well, and they are still slow walking it. Talk to us about the freshmen for the squad, as they are repulsively referred to, and their continuation of not only attacking the president, but very much so trying to say that things are worse at the border, and trying to say that Donald Trump bears the blame for more deaths there, when evidently, according to the data, that's the opposite of what is true.
Yeah, that's right. They're completely lying about what's going on. And they're the ones, by the way, all four of them, so-called radical squad, they voted against that humanitarian aid that we were discussing. So they're making up all of these things. AOC went and visited the border facility and came out and had all these horrific descriptions, which had no bearing in truth. Like, there was no running water, she said, when in fact the illegal immigrants in detention facilities have access to running water at all times. The problem is, though, these facilities are overcrowded. It's more people than can be handled. And when you're over capacity, there's only so much that you can do. So the answer, if they truly care about these illegal immigrants, the answer is to make sure that they are deterred from taking this long journey. And if they want to apply for asylum, they can do so in the first country that they come to, which is what President Trump is trying to do.
Yeah. Kaylee, I don't typically ask you about military or strategic things, but this afternoon the news broke that Iran, after on the heels of yesterday bragging about taking an oil tanker and kidnapping all of the 12 staff members on it, claims that they have seized a British oil tanker this afternoon. And this is increasingly concerning in light of the fact that, you know, they were sending a drone at one of our naval ships yesterday. We shot it down. They've denied that. But this latest aggressive action seems to continue to pit them against not just the U.S., but the West allies, whether it be the UAE or the U.K.
Yeah, Iran has always been a bad actor. They've never given up their nuclear ambitions. They've always been funders of terrorism in their region. That never stopped. But nevertheless, they were rewarded under Obama with billions of dollars in cash that was given to them and a deal that paved the way for nuclear weapons. But the good news is, despite their hostility, that we have a president in office that I know will exhibit the toughness that's necessary on the world stage and will show Iran. Iran has looked at it, and they know that they're dealing with a president who doesn't mess around. It doesn't matter if it's China or Iran or ISIS or any other nefarious actor, either economically or security-wise. This president's going to stand up to them.
I think it is important for us to realize that this is also something that they don't seem to be paying very close attention to what the president has to say. It is going to be interesting to see in the next 24 to 72 hours what the response of the West is. They say that according to websites that are tracking the ship's progress, they say that this ship made a sharp turn. It was headed towards Saudi Arabia. It was a UK vessel. 23 members aboard have all been taken hostage, and the Brits, as of this point in time, have not been able to contact the ship. So who knows as to what will unfold there in the days, hours and days to come, but we'll keep our eye on it. Kaylee, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for joining us on this Friday and every Friday.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got lots more straight ahead. Don't go away. Breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters. If a visit to Israel has been on your bucket list, now's the time to plan your trip with AM 970 The Answer. Experience something that will forever change you. The Stand With Israel Tour is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019 with nationally syndicated media hosts Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. Come along for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel where you'll experience insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. We'll take you behind the scenes to explore the places you've only read and heard about. The Western Wall, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and so much more. You can experience all this firsthand. Expert guides, important lectures at key sites by Dennis Prager, and you'll be surrounded by luxury and safety. Look forward to something special in your life. Stand With Israel, December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. For details about this all-inclusive trip, visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know. Is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code, The Answer.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we do look to hope to be your home for Decision 2020 coverage all the way through. He is a former Florida congressman, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, author of Hold Texas, Hold the Nation. And he's got a new book coming out. His website is The Old School Patriot. His name is Alan West. Colonel, good to have you back. Let me real quickly get straight to the point. How on God's green earth are we supposed to make sense of what these four, the squad, how are we supposed to make heads or tail of what they're saying, and how are we supposed to make any type of application to our lives?
Well, the thing is, they don't want to talk about those policies. What they want to do is they want to attack an individual's persona or their character, because what they have to do is stoke these fears of racism when, like you said, I mean, so many people in the United States of America are, you know, seeing an incredible boost in their way of life and their standard of living. But you know what's funny, Kevin, is that with all that they're saying, why aren't they talking about really the things that are happening in our country or with our border? They're not talking about the fact that they have these Antifa members that are, you know, firebombing ICE offices. They're not talking about, you know, the Border Patrol and what they're having to contend with all of these diseases that are coming to the United States of America. And if you try to take the side of ICE, or if you try to take the side of the Border Patrol, once again, you're racist, because you're going against their ideological agenda. So, and aided by a very complicit liberal progressive media, that message does not get out.
Well, and it's interesting that you brought up the Border Patrol issue, because I just read a statistic this week, and something like 54% of Border Patrol employees and a good percentage of the ICE employees happen to be Latino in heritage, yeah, and ethnicity. In fact, there's a poll out today, I'll get to this later in the show, that indicates that Mexico themselves, in an overwhelming majority of their population, want to see Central American migrants deported back to the country of origin from where they're coming into their country, and they're saying, wait a minute, this is adversely impacting our economy. Is Mexico more racist than America now? Are these Border Patrol agents part of the great Mexican racist movement that is now giving birth to whatever these four congressional representatives happen to be seeing in their crystal balls? I can't follow it.
Well, based upon their definition of racism, they would be. Anyone that does not believe in open borders, abolishing ICE, and welcoming, you know, illegal immigrants into the country and giving them free benefits. Look, when you look at the immigration laws of Mexico, you cannot go into Mexico without a job. You cannot go there and all of a sudden just up and think you can buy some property. Last month, I went on a scuba diving trip with veterans who have spinal cord injuries down in the Cayman Islands. I had to fill out a form saying exactly where I was going and exactly how long I was going to be there, the address and the phone number of the resort I was staying in at Cayman Brac. Are the people on the Caymans racist because they looked at me and said, you just don't get to stay here in the Cayman Islands? So again, the word has no meaning. What we are facing is a group of individuals that do not believe, Kevin, that we have a national sovereignty. We're facing individuals that do not believe in our rule of law, that we're a constitutional republic, even though they're elected officials and they took an oath to the Constitution. So I am starting to question, you know, there's treason involved here. Nancy Pelosi telling criminal illegal immigrants to defy deportation orders. There is sedition here. When you have the leftists that are stoking these flames with Antifa and other of these bases of their far left and having them attacking U.S. ICE facilities in our country. So there's a really big conversation that we need to have. And that's why they're losing middle America. They can have California and New York, but that's why they're losing the rest of America.
Well, and that goes into something that I predicted about 18 months ago, and that is I believe the blue states are going to get a lot darker blue before 2020. But I also think that those pink or, you know, slightly purple or whatever you want to call them, those Rust Belt states, I really believe, Colonel, and we're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, I really believe that a lot of those Democratic voters are church-going, law-abiding people in those Rust Belt states that happen to want some government backstops to things, you know, in case their union jobs fell through because of international trade agreements and other things. I think a lot of those people are church-going, honorable people that, you know, pay their taxes and they're not about post-birth abortion. They're not about the transgender agenda. They're not about all the things that these four, and particularly Ilhan Omar, Colonel, and you're retired military. This really rubs me wrong when she can't even condemn Al-Qaeda yesterday. Respond to that real quick. We just a few seconds left.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's absolutely disgusting. And the fact that she condemned our soldiers that were there in Mogadishu, and also she has said 9/11 was about some people that did something. But yet, if you say something about her, then all of a sudden you're a racist.
Yeah, well, Lieutenant Colonel, I'm thankful for your clear-headed thoughts and reactions and insight on all of this. His new book will be out soon, but give me the name of the website one more time. I love the name of your website.
Website is called theoldschoolpatriot.com, and the second book is Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death.
Oldschoolpatriot.com. Love it, Colonel. Talk to you again soon. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back.
Mike Gallagher can see the president working the media.
I don't think he's going to stand there like John McCain once tried to do and say, no, my friends, she's a nice lady, Ilhan Omar. We just have disagreements philosophically. It's pure comedy to watch the same usual suspects hyperventilate over a moment like that with the intensity and the overreaction that President Trump is counting on.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
In just 432,000 seconds, opioid dependency can begin. In just 7,200 minutes, opioid dependency can begin. In just 120 hours, opioid dependency can begin. In just 5 days, yes, in just 5 days, opioid dependency can begin. Find out more by visiting drugfreenj.org. This message sponsored by the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Tune in every Saturday at noon for Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get answers to all your health-related questions. That's Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturdays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's am970theanswer.com, keyword story.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer. Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Everywhere I go, I say use it all.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Fact is, a person doesn't just suddenly become a racist at the age of 72, having not been one up until that point. I mean, if people would just exercise enough brain cells to operate a flashlight, they would clearly recognize that these charges are, on their face, laughable.
Was there some hidden reference in the term flashlight in that soundbite? I think there might have been some sort of covert signaling that's going on there. Governor Mike Huckabee from earlier today on Fox News. Governor, I don't know. I question. See, that plus that you didn't genuflect and kiss the boots of AOC before you came in the studio today, I think those two things prove that you have racist tendencies.
Well, I'm sure to the Democrats and the media, but then I repeat myself, I'm sure that I do. But everybody is a racist who loves America, I guess, anymore. You're a racist if you're a Republican. It's the go-to way for the Democrats to try to avoid having a significant, meaningful, and thoughtfully intellectual discussion on issues.
On anything outside of their agenda, the things that that AOC and Ilhan Omar want to see happen. And, you know, if I'm Rashida Tlaib these days, I'm feeling a little left out because these other two are making so much noise, I can't get any airtime. But, Governor, in all seriousness, it's gotten to the point where if you look at them funny when you're walking down the sidewalk, she's accused everybody under the sun, including African-Americans, AOC has, of being racist within the last week, including Nancy Pelosi, including Donald Trump. And it's just one of those things where as long as this is what's the main headline, I think the Democrats are doomed for Election Day. I don't think there's anything about what these four are currently having to say that says to kitchen table voters in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, North Carolina, all places, by the way, that the president has been holding packed out rallies, that they care about they care about them. And I think that is going to lead to a rather, stark reality for the media come the day after the election.
One of the things I find amazing is that the media has not called out the nonsensical equating that Omar has done of Israel with the Nazis. Yeah. I mean, of all the ironies in the great world of ironies, that takes the cake. That's a new one. I mean, you know, it's common for Democrats, liberals, and the media to call out everyone, and they're either a racist or maybe if not a racist, they're a Nazi or they're both. But to say that the Jewish state of Israel is like Nazis, I mean, you don't get any crazier than that. And I really hope that she puts her BDS resolution on the floor of the House. I hope it gets there. Pelosi will never let it happen. She's never going to let that happen. But if she were, getting a tooth filled and not there and somebody else was presiding and it actually came to the floor, it would be nice for America to know how many people in Congress actually would support the irrational, hate-filled BDS.
Yeah.
Kevin, I just got back yesterday morning from Israel. I go, this is five times this year alone. Anyone who has ever been to Israel knows, number one, it isn't an apartheid state. That's a lie. Number two, that the BDS movement hurts the Palestinians far more than it hurts the Israelis.
Right.
But it's a detriment to the entire economy of Israel, but also to the Palestinian Authority.
Well, it's been a couple of years since I've been back, but it's time for me to go again. I think I need to take more listeners with me. We'll see what we can do in the days to come. But I do want our friends in Israel, and I've got a lot of people that listen to this broadcast via the podcast and other methods in Israel, streaming every single day. And friends, just know that America still stands with you. Hey, you know, let's shift to a little bit more positive thing. 50 years ago today, something rather significant happened, Gov, and you were telling me off air. It really caught your imagination when you were a youngster. Tell us what it was.
Well, in 1961, I was a little kid when the president, then John F. Kennedy, said, we're going to send a man to the moon and bring it back safely. I was incredibly inspired by that. And I thought, wow, if my country can do that, then we're a pretty amazing place. And even though President Kennedy, unfortunately, didn't live to see his vision, I did. And I was sitting in my family's living room in front of a black and white television watching Neil Armstrong put his feet on the surface of the moon and make those immortal statements, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I'm telling you, Kevin, it still brings chills up my spine when I remember looking at that and thinking, a country that can do this can do anything.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the difference between me and Omar, I still believe that America could do anything it really wants to do. I still think we're a great country. And I don't hate America. I love America. And I love the fact that part of my DNA is that space age era of our country, in which despite many failures and many things that weren't perfect, we did things that we imagined and we accomplished. And it's something today and this weekend, every American ought to celebrate and be grateful for the just raw courage of the astronauts who risk their lives to go into space. And here's the thing. A lot of people say, well, the space program didn't really bring us anything. Oh, no? Really? You like satellite TV? You like cell phones? You like GPS systems in your car? Do you like miniature heart valves?
I was about to say, half the medical technology we use now was developed through the space program. And, yeah, and because I do a tech segment on Tuesdays, my listeners are a little more educated on that. But without NASA and without our space research for the last however many years, we would be a significantly worse globe than we are today.
Absolutely. And I honestly think one of our biggest mistakes from a national priority standpoint has been the scaling back of the space program. The science and technology that were a part of that changed the world and gives us today the indirect consequences of, as I say, everything from a smartphone to the simple things that we have when we go get an MRI done at the hospital.
Yeah.
We just fully embrace and appreciate the advance of technology and science that came as a result of the space program.
Okay, Gov, real quick, the music's rolling. What's on the big show this weekend, 8 and 11 on Saturday and Sunday?
We're going to have a terrific show. We've got Jimmy Wayne, who does a song that I promise you will bring tears to your eyes. And it's a gut puncher of a message. We've got some, let me just say, just watch the show. We've got comedy, we've got politics, we've got it all. Don't miss TBN show Saturday and Sunday.
Sounds like a bit of a surprise as well. Huckabee, it's 8 and 11 Saturday, Sunday night, only on TBN. Governor, thanks for being here. This is Kevin McCullough.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have been plagued with esophagus acid, and it burns the esophagus. I've had it for 30 years, and I've had doctors give me prescriptions for it and everything. I never got rid of it. I've been on the Balance of Nature for about 3.5-4 months. It is completely gone. I didn't even notice it. It has to be the Balance of Nature because it's the only supplement I'm taking. And I just wanted you to know that because it's made a world of difference in my life. I just wanted to let you know.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
You know, I always am convinced that President Trump knew he would be facing a lot as president. He never could have imagined the witch hunt he endured. He was exonerated. He can look back on his first 2 years with pride at some of the most incredible achievements. The first major tax reform in 30 years, unemployment rate lowest in 18 years, jobless claims lowest since 1973, Dow Jones highest in history. To celebrate this, my good friends at Noble Gold are offering the celebrated 1 ounce silver Trump Freedom Coin. Everybody wants the Trump Freedom Coin. If you support our president, if you want to get something that is historic, for less than $40 per coin, it's a perfect gift for you or someone you love. For a limited time, Noble Gold is offering a savings of $5 per coin. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com. Use the promo code MikeG. No matter how many coins you buy, you'll get $5 off for each coin. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com, promo code MikeG, and to save $5 per coin. You're going to love and cherish this beautiful silver memento for years to come.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, July 19th through the 22nd.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, July 19th through 22nd, and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Sub-exclusions apply. See store for details.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Soaring to Glory, a Tuskegee Airman's first-hand account of World War II by Philip Handelman. Enter to win a copy of Soaring to Glory by Philip Handelman by going to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough saying a happy Friday to you. And please, please, please stop using the Face app with the old filter. You know that the Russians own that and that they're just downloading all of your vital data. You know that, don't you? Alex, you know that, don't you? I haven't seen you use the old face filter yet.
I am refusing to do that, by the way.
Do not use the old face filter on the Face app. That is not advisable. The Russians own it. They're trying to suck your mind. And I've heard that if you use the old face app, that your mind will be sucked out of your head. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I and I'm pretty sure that it has happened, because I'm pretty sure Bernie Sanders has been using that filter. Speaking of Sanders, you know, the House passed, and it's not gonna become law, but the House passed the $15 minimum wage requirement yesterday, and of course now everybody's all jacked. Hey, you know what's interesting about that is Trump and company can say, well, why would you pass a $15 minimum wage when wages are up across the board and most people are making more than that anyway? Very good point, very astute point. Nonetheless, they passed it. But now this has become very increasingly uncomfortable for Larry David using the Face app, Bernie Sanders. Or if it's the other way around, I'm not sure. Bernie Sanders is the old face of Larry David, or is Larry David the old face of Bernie Sanders? Anyway, campaign workers for the senator are kvetching big time about the raised minimum wage, because evidently they're having to lobby the senator to raise their wages to equal $15 an hour. The Washington Post obtained a draft of a letter that the campaign's union planned to send to Sanders' campaign manager, Faiz Shakir, which read in part that workers, quote, cannot be expected to build the largest grassroots organizing program in American history while making poverty wages. Given our campaign's commitment to fighting for a living wage of at least $15 an hour, we believe it's only fair that the campaign would carry that through to this commitment to its own field team. So just a reminder, friends, oftentimes when socialists and progressives and liberals are arguing that they should be allowed to do something with the tax dollars that they're taking out of your pocket, very seldom, if ever, are they willing to spend their own money in the same way. See, as long as they don't run out of your money, they've got plenty of ideas of how to spend it. But the minute it becomes their money that they have to spend, oh, they have a very different idea of all of that. Bernie Sanders is a hypocrite. He wants you to pay $15 an hour to your lawn care professional, but he won't pay it to his own campaign staff. Have a great weekend. I'm Kevin McCullough.